Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Taylor. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ron Taylor. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Musial reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to second. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Altman moves to second. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Earl Francis now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clemente moves to third. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor bunts in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Clemente hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field. Clemente picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clemente. McCarver moves to third. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. There goes McCarver. He's safe. There goes Altman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Savage pinch hits for Earl Francis. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verdun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schofield. Groat moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyer is walked intentionally. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing left field. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Altman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Brand pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-4 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Verdon reaches third base with a triple. Brand goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.